Hello and welcome to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. We're really fortunate today to have three phenomenal women joining me to talk a little bit about a downtown trolley system. So I'd like to introduce Molly Lalone, who is the executive director of the Lake Orion Downtown Development Authority.
Kelly. Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi, Molly. I should guess I should call it individually, right? So to bring you all together. And then we have Kelly Westbrook, who is the director of the Oxford VA. Hi, Kelly.
Hey there.
And last but not least, we have Madonna Van Fossen, who is the Oakland County Ombudsman for SMART.
Hi, everybody. Nice to be here.
So thank you all for joining me this today. We want to talk a little bit about the trolley system that runs between Oxford and Lake Orion. So I'm going to start my questions with Kelly. Can you describe the little bit about the operation of the trolley system?
Yeah, so the trolley runs currently on Thursdays and Saturdays. Thursdays was really brought on because we had Ice Fest that was running in Lake Orion and Oxford that we partnered on. So we wanted the trolley to really connect us during that night. So the trolley runs from 4 to 9 on Thursdays. And then on Saturdays, we extend the day and it runs from noon until 9. And we tend to see a ton of families really utilize it during the day and then a lot of couples for the dinner hour.
Great. So it's just a what I'll call a kind of a part-time high demand system.
Yeah, absolutely. And really with the focus and our want, Molly and I, to expand those days because it is being utilized so well that we would really love to throw a Friday night in there or extend it to a Wednesday, Sunday so that we can have the service running, you know, multiple days in a week.
So, you know, obviously it's an idea that could grow, but how did it originate? Maybe Molly, you can fill us in on that answer.
Well, it started, we were talking to Main Street Oakland County, and they they asked us what we could do to work together. Many people are aware that there was a tragedy in Oxford in November of 2021. And in response to that event, commerce really stopped both in Lake Orion and in Oxford. I mean, completely stopped. Some of my merchants were comparing this to when 9/11 happened, when the towers were attacked. You know, that's the kind of catastrophic event our merchants were experiencing. So we needed to decide what we could do for both communities that would allow people to come back to our downtowns on their own terms with what they were comfortable with. And that's where, actually it was Rod Charles, who is the DDA chair for Oxford. He decided that he wanted to explore this idea with the trolley, and he started talking to Madonna.
Other than the respective DDAs, who needed to be at the table to pull this together? Who are the partners in this particular project?
So we have Madonna on the line, who was just our biggest cheerleader through this and really made this happen on the side of SMART. And then we also had NOTA that was a big team player on this. And then as well as our sponsor, and our sponsor right now is Greg Utuma. And so those were the key players. And I would love to, you know, hear Madonna and, you know, everything she went through to try to figure this out.
So I can chime in on that. Rod Charles called me and explained the idea and wanted to know if I knew where they might be able to find a trolley. Well, SMART just happened to have one that we had used in a project for the city of Troy, the Big Beaver Shuttle, for about a year prior to COVID. And when COVID hit and that project shut down, the trolley had literally been sitting in our garage, in our terminal, for several years. So I explained to Rob that I didn't even know if it was running condition or what, because the trolley was over 20 years old. So I would have to check with our maintenance department, the smart management, and see what we could do. So as a result, our maintenance guys were just so excited about this project. They actually fixed it and got it running. And then with regards to the contracting and things like that, it was very important. We already contract with NOTA. We SMART provides the buses that they use in their transportation system. So since NOTA was going to be, quote unquote, in charge of the trolley, we could contract with them and then they could take it over, just like we contract with them for the vehicles that they use in their transportation program. So it just all fell into place. And it was really an exciting thing. And we're so excited about what it's done for the two communities.
You know, I'm going to interrupt for just a moment, because I think what might be relevant to the listeners would be all of the acronyms. Those who are outstate would, or maybe not even in Michigan, would might not understand what SMART is and what NOTA is.
Okay.
So, Madonna, could you briefly describe the difference in those two organizations?
Yes. So SMART is Suburban Mobility Authority for Regional Transportation. And we are the public transportation agency that services the Tri-County area, which is Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County, and also a portion of Monroe County. All of the communities that we service, we call them opt-in communities, because they support a millage that we collect to actually operate the services in their community. SMART is a not-for-profit agency, so we don't necessarily have funding to, you know, operate our services. Used to be years ago that this public transportation system, which was called SEMTA, Southeast Michigan Transportation Authority, was funded by the federal government. And under the Reagan administration, that funding was cut out. SMART was born, DDOT was born, and that's when we had to go for a millage to get the revenue to run our services. Well, not all the communities in Wayne County and Oakland County want to pay the millage, so they're opt-out communities. And when that happened, SMART realized that those communities still need transportation, and many of them wanted to have their own local transportation program. So SMART actually created a program called the Community Partner Program, which basically says that because of SMART size, we leverage funding on behalf of all communities and agencies who want to have their own local transportation program. So we leverage funding on their behalf through the federal government that is able to purchase the vehicles that they need to run a local transportation program. NOTA is one of those agencies. So NOTA is North Oakland Transportation Authority, and they service the communities of Oxford Township, the Village of Oxford, Orion Township, the Village of Lake Orion, and Addison Township. So they operate a local transportation program for the residents in those communities to travel within those communities, because SMART, which is the public transportation, does not run service up there. But because of the partnership, we get the funding that provides the vehicles that they use to provide the transportation.
That explains it all. Much clearer now. So back to Kelly, if we can. How is the trolley funded? Is there any fee for the riders?
Yeah, so that's, I think, the beautiful part about this is it's free for people to ride. And I think that is why we see so many families utilizing it even on a weekly basis and coming back additional times. And we were very blessed to secure sponsorship from Greg Utuma, who is a Lake Orion resident, and he has some businesses in the Lake Orion area. And he came through and not only funded our pilot program, which was just originally a 2-month program so that we could see if this is something that the community would even want here, but then he also extended that through June. So we are very, very thankful for him and his funding, because the community really has just wrapped their arms around this and wanted to keep going. And it was so funny because we didn't put out there right away that we extended it through June. And we saw so many people, whether it was on social media or making calls to Lake Orion and Oxford, saying, please don't let this go away after the pilot program. So it's really nice to be able to tell the community that we've extended it further.
Well, it sounds like there's been really good feedback upon implementation of the program. Was there any, I'll call it, resistance to the idea when it was under development, when it was just in the planning stages?
You know, I'll throw in an answer on this one. I didn't really hear a lot of resistance, but there were some questions asked, because SMART only operates service within the communities that support our millage. So some people did say to me, wait, why are you doing this for an opt-out community? What's the benefit for you? And when people ask me that, it gives me great joy to respond that, you know, while yes, we are the public transportation system in Southeast Michigan, and we do service the communities that actually support us through the millage, one of the great things about SMART is we are a service to everybody. And we really like helping agencies like NOTA, because we understand that not all residents or not all communities want to pay a one mil or whatever it is, because maybe it's not going to be effective enough for them, and they don't necessarily see a value in it yet. So when I'm able to facilitate things like this, this leaves people in those areas that maybe prior to didn't have a real good opinion about SMART. You know, they didn't think they needed it. They weren't going to pay that millage for that. And not that doing this is going to help them opt in, but it certainly widens their mindset about what we do, because we want to have all residents in all of the counties that we service have choices and options for transportation, whether we provide it directly or not. We are a resource in addition to a transportation agency. And I just love that mindset, because I get to do a lot of really fun things. And, you know, the mindset of the upper management at SMART is, and has been since I started, we're not your dad's SMART. So if we can make it happen, let's do it. And as a result, I mean, thinking out of the box and something like this, what a great thing for us to do. And then in addition, to see the benefits that it's brought to both of these communities just literally makes my heart smile.
Annette, I have a story to add to that. This is Molly from Lake Orion. This is actually a project that has been a long time coming. When I arrived here in 2016, there was a conversation about having transportation service between Oxford and Lake Orion. And at the time, I think there were lots of different focuses. People wanted the program to be probably a very traditional public transportation program, but they wanted it to be funded entirely by the two downtown development authorities. And it was just a little bit too complicated to even work. But that was back in 2016. And then we come back around to this in 2022, and we're simply going from downtown Oxford to downtown Lake Orion and back in a continual loop, and it is working, and people are interested and excited to have the trolley to go from town to town. So really, this is a project that has been in the thought process for a while, and this is finally the winning formula that made it work.
Yeah, I really applaud what you've done, because in so many instances, the downtowns that are near each other tend to view each other as competitors rather than collaborators. And so I think what you guys have implemented is really a chance to expose the greater community to both downtowns, but, you know, really exemplifies a true meaning of partnerships between communities, recognizing that, you know, we're not islands, we're all, you know, all connected in some way, which kind of leads me to my next question, which is, does the trolley system, or how has it contributed to improving that sense of community? And probably this one.
Kelly, I will let you, I just want to say something after you're done talking. So go ahead.
Yeah. So this is my favorite question that we get asked, because I get so excited about it, because, you know, the trolley program, when we were originally asking for the trolley and trying to work on all this, I think we were just coming out of November and what happened, and Molly and I were like, we just want to get people back on our streets, and we just need to get people back downtown, and, you know, hoping that maybe this would be something. And then it became so much more, because see, what the trolley did is it really became that connection that was physically, that people could see between our two towns, that then let us build this beautiful partnership and run events simultaneously, but have something that was physically there where people were like, oh my gosh, you are connected. Not just because we're running events the same and at the same time, but literally they could see this trolley running back and forth. And it brought such one community awareness. I mean, people literally were driving around and trying to find the trolley or seeing the trolley. But then two, it just brought joy back to the community. It was something that was so, you know, when you think of an old time trolley, I don't think you can help but smile. You know, when you think about taking your kids on it and the trolley driver's ringing the bell, it just, we just watched people have such joy from getting on this trolley. And so when we talk about community and we talk about being partners going forward, I really do think that it was this piece that tied it all together. And it's been a beautiful partnership, and the things that Molly and I have planned moving forward for our two communities are just growing even more so.
Wow, that's really great. And you kind of pre-answered my next question, but are you looking for more ways to collaborate and leverage the success of this effort? And it sounds like you are.
Yeah, Molly, you want to say something to that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We started out, you know, it's interesting. We had ideas for doing events together, collaborating on events, but I do not think they would have been as successful as they are if it had not been for the trolley connecting our two communities. I think that in a customer's mind, it makes more sense that the same thing's happening in two different towns when there's a trolley connecting. And I, you know, I'm not sure why that might be the case, but that does seem to be what's happening. We started out with Ice Fest, and we had in downtown Lake Orion, there were live ice carvings every Thursday night, which is why we wanted the trolley to start on Thursdays. And then we had pre-sculpted ice sculptures also in Lake Orion and in downtown Oxford. So people could see new ice sculptures every single week. We had new ice sculptures that came in. So we were actually written up regionally for being a unique ice fest, because we were an entire month long, and most of them are usually just a weekend or a night. So that was one thing that really put us on the map, which I loved. And then we did a restaurant week. And in Northern Oakland County, being able to say that you've got 20 different restaurants involved in your restaurant week is a big deal. That really gives us double the impact that we would have had if we had been trying to do this on our own. And then same thing for, we're planning a ladies' night. And we have, you know, I'm sure we're going to have over 20 stores that are going to be involved in that. We're doing some selfie window decorating for the spring. So there's going to be over, you know, there's going to be 20 or more places where people can go and get pictures of themselves in front of our windows in our shops and our businesses. So I really think that, sure, it's a trolley, but we've also managed to plug into the regional promotion of our downtowns with what we're doing here.
It really sounds like this trolley system is really creating more of a connection between the communities, and that's really awesome. I'm going to go off script here for just a second. I wanted to ask Madonna this question, and it revolves around other communities within your service area mm-hmm. that might want to pursue a trolley system. Mm-hmm. What opportunity at all is there for SMART to be involved in something like that?
Well, it just so happened that since we had that trolley that we own, you know, this worked out really well. And we don't own any other trolleys. You can get, you know, if communities are interested, they can, you know, go to the website and find, or go to the internet rather, and Google trolleys. And I believe you can find them all over the place. It just depends on what kind of condition they're in and, you know, how much they're for sale or whatever. But because we had this one, and there was really no need for it that SMART had for it. And it was so old, the company that made it isn't even in business anymore. So to get parts was, you know, challenging, but that's when our maintenance department stepped up and they found somebody that could get it in working condition. So I just want to, you know, say that SMART's involvement was really minimal and it just worked out by design because we had it. You know, we aren't funding it by any means. The communities are totally responsible for the maintenance and the fuel and the driver's cost. So it was really nothing, no effort off, you know, on our part other than our maintenance guys who were so excited about the project that they got it done within the time. And it, Kelly can attest to this. It was kind of touch and go, touch and go, touch and go. But they were able to.
They were awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, I just want to again say that while these communities are opt-out communities to SMART, you know, at SMART, we recognize that each community has individualized needs to provide transportation for their residents. And because SMART doesn't physically provide the transportation that they needed because they're not an opt-in community, we do not turn our back on these communities. We try to do what we can to support them in their efforts and, you know, help them get their residents from A to B. And it's, you know, SMART doesn't have to do things like this. We get to do things like that. And when, you know, we have this mindset and that helps establish, you know, an understanding of all people, the value that SMART brings to a community, whether you're an opt-in or not, we're a resource. So if other communities want to get a trolley system, I mean, I'm sure we could help them maybe locate one or something like that. But this was kind of a unique thing. And I'm just so happy that it worked out.
It sounds really, really awesome, really terrific partnership between all of your organizations.
Right.
So to kind of tie all this up into a bow, is there any advice that you have, and any of you could answer this question, about how to move forward if another community were interested in working with a neighbor to provide what we'll call it, you know, shuttle service or trolley system back and forth between downtowns. What advice do you have?
Can I go first? This is Madonna. I just, and I tell all my communities this because I meet with all the communities in Oakland County. If you have an idea about anything and you can relate it to transportation, I don't care how out of the box it is, contact us and let us see what we can do to help, because we are so, especially the way everything is changing because of COVID, we're never going to go back to a normal that we knew. So we have an opportunity today to lay out the landscape and provide new transportation systems, updated, and really meet the needs of each community. And SMART will do that. We customize our services to the needs of each community. So anybody listening, if you and you're in the SMART service area, if you have an idea about something, I am all about the ask. So contact me.
Okay. Kelly, Molly, do you have anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, I would just say communication is key, right? So Molly and I, even though we're in separate communities, not a day goes by since December when we started the partnership that we are not in communication. So if you are going to have a partnership between communities, make sure that you're ready to, you know, dive in and be that person that, you know, helps to communicate and keeps, you know, the goals moving forward. And you're able to understand, I feel like I'm just an extension of Molly's own team, or she's just an extension of mine. When I talk about her at a board meeting or talk about any one of their team members, I don't put us in there as, oh, we're separate DDAs. No, we're a team. And I think that that's so important when you're starting out a relationship. You need full buy-in from both communities to make it successful and make it work.
Kelly is so kind. It's been such a pleasure to be able to work with Oxford. I had no idea that it would be as positive as an experience and as beneficial an experience as it has been. And my advice to anybody who's considering creating, I consider this alternative transportation. I think that, you know, and I'm here in the United States in Northern Oakland County, we are using our cars. That's usually our primary source. So this is an alternate form of transportation, and it is viable. And there's more than one way to get this done. So if there are communities who are thinking about it, consider all of your alternative transportation options, and also consider that I think that one of the reasons that this has been successful for us is because we've been doing promotions that are tied in with being able to ride on the trolley to go back and forth. So I don't think you can simply provide the transportation alternative and get as much success as we've received. We tied those two things together, and that's what worked best for us.
And if I could just add one little story that Molly and I encountered this past week, is we are doing a video of all the wonderful things about the trolley program for Oxford and Lake Orion for the Main Street program in Oakland County. And Lake Orion had this business owner that told the most beautiful story. And it was two grandkids that lived in Oxford who were able to walk to the trolley. And on a Saturday when their parents were at work, and they were able to jump on the trolley and go see their grandma in Lake Orion and go out to lunch with their grandma. And then the grandma put the kids back on the trolley and they came home back to Oxford. And I just thought, and the business owner told it, and I just thought, how cool is that?
Yeah, I love that story, Kelly. That's my favorite. There's lots of them, but that's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah. Love the results. Love the sentiments. And it sounds like there's only room to grow with this program.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Well, again, Madonna and Kelly and Molly, I just wanted to say thank you so much for participating today. We really appreciate your knowledge and your enthusiasm for the trolley.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Annette.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. See you next time.